From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from the Word of God, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. This week, Dr. Cairns is preaching a message entitled 100% Christians, part of a new series based on Psalm 138. Our text for this week is the opening phrase of verse 1, I will praise thee with my whole heart. As Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, God requires complete commitment to himself and to his work. Indeed, as we study the scriptures and learn more about the greatness of our God, we see that he alone is worthy of our wholehearted devotion, of our very best. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a minute. First of all, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, In Calm Repose. The text is found in Hosea chapter 2, verse 18. I will make them to lie down safely. Yes, the saints are to have peace. The passage from which this gracious word is taken speaks of peace with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. This is peace with earthly enemies, with mysterious evils, and with little annoyances. Any of these might keep us from lying down, but none of them shall do so. The Lord will quite destroy those things which threaten his people. I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth. Peace will be profound indeed when all the instruments of disquiet are broken to pieces. With this peace will come rest. So he giveth his beloved sleep. Fully supplied and divinely quieted, believers lie down in calm repose. This rest will be a safe one. It is one thing to lie down, but quite another to lie down safely. We are brought to the land of promise, the house of the Father, the chamber of love, and the bosom of Christ. Surely we may now lie down safely. It is safer for a believer to lie down in peace than to sit up and worry. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. We never rest till the Comforter makes us lie down.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the January issue will be the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How do you explain unanswered prayer? And what is marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
This wholeheartedness is what the Lord desires of us. You remember the first and great commandment of the law, Deuteronomy chapter 6, quoted by the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 22. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Jesus said, this is the first and great commandment of the law. The words of Proverbs 23:26 are certainly applicable. If we put them in the mouth of our God toward each one of his children, he says, my son, give me thine heart. Paul told servants or slaves in his day what they were to do and how they were to live. How much more is it applicable to us to serve, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart? Moses asks, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? In Deuteronomy 10 and 12. What does God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Now, men and women, that's simple. At least to understand. That's what God requires. That's the desire, the yearning, and the command of God to all his people. 100% for Christ. That's what he's calling for. Let me make this remark, that's what the Lord deserves. Consider who he is. Now, we're mere worms of the dust. I mean, who are you? I don't want to be insulting to you, but if you died today, the world would never know you'd been here. Who are you? You look at this vast world with its billions of people. What do you amount to? Oh, in your eyes, your life may be very important. But as I say, if it were taken today, the world goes on. Then you look at this world in the vastness of this mighty universe of God's creation, and you really begin to see how small we really are. Then we think of the Lord. He is the God of glory. He's the creator of all that is. He is the upholder with the right hand of his power of all that is. He is the all-wise, the almighty, the king of angels, the Lord over all. Never forget how great God is. Should we worship him with less than our all? Remember, he's the one you need in the day of trial. There comes a time, you know, when your nearest and dearest on earth can be of no help to you. There comes a time when every earthly prop will be kicked away. The one you need in the trial is the Lord. The hymn writer asked, is there anyone can help us? One who understands our hearts. Is there one? Yes. There's only one. The blessed, blessed Jesus. He's the one. Let me tell you, when you consider who he is, he's worthy of your whole heart. Consider what he has done. We'll be meeting around the Lord's table this morning. There we will think of what he has done. Just take some of the great statements of Scripture. He has loved us. If the Bible didn't say it, it would be totally incredible. He has loved us. He, holy and absolutely perfect, has loved us. maggots on the dunghill of sin. He has loved us. He has given His Son to die for us, to shed His blood for us, to redeem us from all iniquity, to purify us unto Himself as His own peculiarly possessed people. Should we not love Him? Can you think of Calvary and say He deserves less than all your heart? Think of what He's still doing. He's ascended to the right hand of God. There's a statement. It's so easily read over. And yet it's one of the most precious statements in the Word of God. The Lord thinketh on me. Put yourself in that verse, because if you're a Christian, you can. The Lord is thinking of me. Think of that. The God of glory, the King of all creation, the upholder of all this mighty universe, the one who is working out every detail in all of creation, He is thinking of me. Should I love Him with less than a whole heart? Can I possibly think of what He's doing? What He's doing in glory? What He's doing in my life? What He's doing on my behalf without giving Him my whole heart? Think of what He's going to do. For the best is yet to be for the child of God. We were singing this morning in that hymn of prayer, asking the Lord for the grace to bear the struggles of the soul. We have many a time looked at scriptures that draw our attention to those struggles. Now we see through a glass darkly. Now we are, as it were, in the in-between stage. We are still works under construction. We haven't yet reached the final goal. And along the way, there's many a heartache, many a struggle, many a trial, many a temptation. We were singing also about the Lord delivering us in that time of doubt, when the devil would inject doubt. Does the Lord love you? Is the Lord thinking about you? Because of the difficulties that you're suffering, it appears that your prayers go unanswered. Surely we need help in that. But the Lord is going to do great things for us. What is the end for a Christian? What's the end? What's the end of the story? Eternal glory. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. That's our present dignity. We are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And so, as Paul told the Thessalonians, shall we ever be with the Lord. That is the end of the story. Think of what He's going to do. Consider who He is. Consider what He's done. Consider what He is still doing. Consider what He's going to do. And as you consider Him, is He not worthy of all your heart? The Lord challenged Judah on this. He questioned them. And if I may paraphrase the question, it's simply this. What have I done? What have I done that would cause you to live in covetousness? What have I done that would cause you to sink into idolatry? What have I done that would cause you to reduce the holy religion of divine revelation to a mere expression of empty words and hypocritical phrases? What have I done that has left you cold in heart, bitter in soul, defeated in spirit, and unclean and worldly? What have I done? The idea is, I'm worthy of your whole heart. Listen, if you can say with Thomas as you look at the Lord Jesus, my Lord, and my God, then surely, surely you must give him your whole heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.